recommendation letter that Rose asked you.
Yes, and I translated it yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
I like it. Really nice.
it was, yes. No, I translated it and then I
No,
sent
you
it.
translated, but you changed main thing.
No, I didn't change anything.
No?
No, she gave me the letter, I translated it and sent it back. I didn't change.
Oh,
I
but
didn't.
it's much better in English than it was in Portuguese.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I told her that you have published a book.
I did, but it's not a good book. Yeah. Okay.
You write well, man.
Okay. So, we are live. It is the Monday, the 4th of August, 3:30 in the afternoon, 9:30 in the morning in Campo Grande in Brazil, where we have Isma. And we have a topic today. Small things which result in big effects. So maybe you did a small gesture or you did something small, but it had a bigger consequence. And I have a couple of questions here, Isma, to start the discussion. And then we see where it takes us. So just go back a few weeks. Can you tell me, Isma, what's a small thing you have done recently that gave you a positive, surprising feeling of purpose, of impact? One small thing you did recently where you thought, wow, this was good.
Sometimes I think I can see and I don't pay attention or don't value enough how important it is to be able to see things around me, to observe nature and anything else. And on last Saturday, I was walking to my usual walking to the airport, my 14 kilometers walking, and many people passed me walking or running. And my whole life, I always liked sports, although not with a professional intention. Only when I was an adolescent, I would like to be a footballer player,
Football
but
player, back.
in other occasions, it wasn't the case.
Okay.
And when I got here in 2020, at the end of 2020. And when 21 started, I tried to running, and after some times I feel some pain on my hip, I suppose, and one of my knees. I went to the doctor. And the doctor said that in this moment, in that moment, or nowadays, is almost the same. There isn't anything to do because I have a kind of overused because of my age on my hip and on my knees. I can run, I can do everything, but as much I use or I do some movements like running, probably I will have more pain or more discomfort. Then I stop at running and I'm only walking. And I thought, oh, how much I would like to be able to run, but at least I can walk because
Okay.
there are so many people that can't even walk.
Okay.
And sometimes we do many activities with our body, or maybe only think, because thinking is a way of it's a kind of ability, and many of us can't think, or when they think, they don't think properly, and I don't know exactly what is to think properly. It's a complex question. Because based on what I can say that someone doesn't know how to think or doesn't think properly. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be a big arrogance to say something about some other people. And we do many things unconsciously, and they are important things in our life, but you don't realize until you have a problem on this subject, for example, to be able or not to be able to run or to walk. And I'm very afraid of something that can happen to me. For example, if I stop seeing, I think the life would be the end. Yeah. And even in my case, that I don't have anyone who can look after me, anyone who can help me, I think the death would be the better option than to stop seeing or to stop walking and some other physical capacity I could lose, I could miss, yeah?
I could lose. I could lose.
I could lose, yeah.
Okay.
And the most of time, I think, even me, myself, I don't think about this. I don't think to be able to do many things. And I can expand these thoughts to other areas of our life. For example, education. I haven't studied in the best Brazilian university or in the best university in the world, but I have chance to go to school because my parents had a farm and they made much efforts to take us to the city to study, and I think it's very important. I wouldn't be a person that couldn't read or couldn't write because it's something that I value a lot. And sometimes we don't value that. And after that, I have opportunity to go to university, and my generation is the first one in my family to go to the university. Although my generation has an inferior standard of living than my parents' generation, but it's something different to discuss because it happened to many other families.
Okay. So there's two things here, Isma, that I take out of your answer. That is walking. And that is valuing the normal things in our life, seeing something, experiencing something, something along those lines. So imagine the following situation. If everybody who lives in your street, and let's just start with the street, copied this small action of yours, going for a walk, every day or as often as possible. What do you think would quietly change if everybody started going more for walks, maybe the 14 kilometers round trip to the airport, or just walking more in general? What do you think would change just in your street, with the people living in your street?
I believe that to walk 14 kilometers every day, I think it's too much. But if any person on my street could exercise themselves, probably they will have to have some change on their routine life. For example, to get up earlier to walk. Or maybe to get home later, to walk before getting home.
Before coming home.
Yes. And they will have to change their mind, their routine, and probably they will be able to have a better health. The medicine says that when we practice some physical activities, we become less stressful, and probably they will have more life quality and better social relationships. And if they have they. They would have some sense observation. They'll be able to observe our macaws, because here we have many macaws and many other birds. Yeah, I think they will be able to live better in a general sense.
Okay. So they would be fitter. They would have better social relationships. They would observe their nature and the surroundings more. They would have a better quality of life. They would have less stress. They would have to maybe adapt their lives. And of course, walking for 14 kilometers a day is a bit much, but doing more exercise or just walking, would make a big shift. So, if you take these points, physical fitness, better social relationships, observing your nature around you, better quality of life, less stress. What value do you have that is reflected in this action of yours? What belief do you have?
At least in Brazil, I think we are very materialistic. We think most of make money. People don't think a lot about themselves. And if you take some time to to improve your health. And when we walk, for example, it's a good moment to reflect on our lives. They could be even be more human. Yeah.
Okay.
And I read once that in the prehistorical times, the man could run and walk, a mixing of them, till 40 kilometers a day. And today, many of us don't walk even a kilometer a day, because we use bus or any other means of transportation, and we stay all day long sat. We don't have an activity life as our ascendants.
Descendants, yeah. So if you could give somebody in your street or somebody that you know the gift of going for a walk, you would go to this person or these people and you would say, look, here you are, here is a present. And you open it, and inside is somehow you would, I don't know how you would package this, maybe a pair of shoes or something like that. Here's a present for you to go walking and to tell me how you change as a human when you go walking. Who would you give this present to? And why?
Probably I'll give it to the my condo porter, someone that stay at
The concierge, yeah, the concierge at the at.
yeah at the concierge, because we have two during the days and two during the nights. They work in a shift too. Every other day they work. They work 12 hours a day, and probably they make 180 hours a month. I don't know how much they earn. Probably it's not a good salary, and I think it's a big amount of hours of working every month, I think. 180 hours a month. And even I work a certain amount of hours in sometimes at Brazilian Force, but not for a long time, just for some months, a month, a year. And this guy, I would say that he's around he's 50, and he's very kind, but he's very fat. Probably he has around something 120 kilos.
It's a lot.
And I suppose that he doesn't have any physical activity, I suppose.
Okay.
And probably it would be a good opportunity to think about her health. And my mom said that when she lived here in the condo, sometimes he asked my mom to buy something around, something to eat. And my mom said that he eats a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would give him the gift of movement so that he would lose weight, be fitter.
Yeah, probably.
And if he were to become fitter and lose weight and do all of these things, do you think he would be happy?
Normally, fat people have some high blood pressure and diabetes. I don't know if the concierge suffers of that, but it's a possibility. And if he would walk often, probably her health would be better.
So let's just play this one through a little bit further. And if you gave everybody in your condominium, how many apartments are there in your condominium? Do you know? 144
144.
apartments. So let us say, you gave 200 and let's say there's about 220 people living in your condominium, including the concierges. So if you gave everybody the gift of walking and everything that is associated with it, how do you think your life would look if everybody in your condominium, all 220 people plus minus, followed your change? How would your life look, do you think?
In a direct way, I think nothing will change, but as a human being, I will be aware that I have done something good for people's health. And I wouldn't be able to change everyone's mind, but the ones who become a frequent walker could thank me, but it's not the most important point. The most important point is it would be for themselves. Did I answer
Yeah,
your question?
you're doing fine. You're doing fine. It's just that, you change something and then you give this as a present to other people, and let's say that a high percentage of them follow through and go walking and feel the benefits. It would be positive. You already feel positive. And if the other people feel positive, like you, what would be the consequence?
Sometimes I hear or I read that most of us don't live, we only vegetated. It's something, it's correct to
We
say
only we
grammatically?
don't live, we don't live, we vegetate.
Yeah. And I'm not completely sure if it happened the same to me or not, because I can think that I live in a good way or in a proper way, but maybe I can be vegetated as well, yeah, at least according to someone else thoughts. But in general, I think that many of us are unaware what is to live well, to take care of their family, of themselves, to live peacefully and with responsibility with the city, with the neighborhood, with their everyone and everything around them. For example, I separate my recycle garbage.
You separate your garbage, yeah.
Yeah. And here in my condo, there is the system to get the garbage in the proper way. They mix the organic and inorganic.
Okay.
I take my recycled garbage to my mom's house because there is a selective collection.
Okay.
And here, people don't mind about that.
They just throw the rubbish
Yeah,
in
they
one.
mix everything in the same place. And for example, cardboard, how can I say, a box of paper.
In the container, yeah.
Not the thick paper that we
Cardboard,
pattern cardboard. They
yeah.
mix cardboard with rest of meals, and it's not possible to reuse the card box.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
And I told you that I saw much garbage on Paraguay River in Brazil and in Bolivia.
yeah.
People throw the garbage away on the river in Brazil and in Bolivia.
Okay. So, do you think that by giving a person a pair of running shoes or walking shoes, and they start walking and they start feeling better and more positive, and because they are more positive, they might actually improve their citizenship or their and become better citizens and not throw their rubbish together, but separate their rubbish and be more friendly and more positive. If that were to continue, how do you think the people in your condominium would feel, or would they feel different in 5 years' time? Do you think this one block of apartments, 144 apartments, do you think this block of people would feel better in 5 years' time?
I suppose that if I like myself, it's the first step to like the other and to like my surroundings. If I don't like myself, Why I would worry about others, about my surroundings, my cities, and to walk frequently, I think it's a way to show to ourselves that I worry about myself, about my health. And the second step maybe is to worry about their surrounding, their neighborhood, their city. And if you have more conscious sitting, probably you have a. I think it's like an equation. Probably not. For sure, we would have a better seat.
City.
Yeah. And in a higher level, after some time, people can even decide to take part of make decision to related to our city to improve our city administration. Because today I think it's worse than in the short past.
In the recent
It's
past.
recent past. It's the same person that was re-elected. He was a bad mayor and she was re-elected. But now I think it's worse than before.
So the answer might be just to give people a pair of running shoes so that they can walk. So,
And if they can walk, they will have opportunity to observe more our streets, how our city is abandoned, how many services do we need to improve our city? Yeah, it would be a very good opportunity for that.
well, let's look at it this way. Maybe the politicians, the local politicians, and we both know that you tried to be elected into the Campo Grande Council for your party. It didn't work. You didn't expect it to work. So maybe, the answer would be start with your 144 apartment condominium. Maybe somebody in the neighborhood could do the same. And then there will be, it will gather in momentum because success breeds success. People will see, wow, it's looking better. Things are working. And maybe that is where the solution lies, and not waiting for some politician who does their job or not, whatever the reason. Yeah. It starts with one person like you to say, oh, maybe I can give the gift of walking.
We have a WhatsApp group of condominium. I don't know if every dweller is correct to say,
Inhabitant.
if every inhabitant is in the group. In the campaign, I sent to them who was in the group my general proposal. And I don't know exactly how many, but some got very angry and said that the WhatsApp group wasn't the appropriate place or channel to do that. And they hated politics. And even someone that coordinated the group, reprimanded
Reprimanded me, yes, reprimanded.
Reprimanded me to not do that.
Okay.
But some people sell jam, clothes. They invite people for some religious meeting. And I ask myself, if the group is for only subject related to live better in the condo, why can they publish about sellings of many subjects and I can't publish something about politics? It's like I'm coherence.
Would it be because you are not giving it as a present?
Sorry?
Could it be because you didn't give it as a present? If you gave somebody the present of walking or the present of shoes, you can't refuse it. Well, it would be very impolite to refuse a present.
They don't know me, and the majority of them haven't even seen me only once.
Ah.
But it could be a kind of gift as well. If they gave me their attention, if they have given me their vote,
Well,
because
let me interrupt you there. Let's leave the politics out to one side. But let's take it down to a really simple level. There are in your condominium 144 apartments. There's roughly 220, 250 people living in this condominium. If you went around and knocked on everybody's door and gave them the gift of being their neighbor, and you would say, "Hi, my name is Isma. I live there. I wanted to say hello, introduce myself. Would you like to come for a cup of coffee or a drink or something like that?" And you gave them the present of being in the same building as you. What do you think would happen?
I think it's utopic.
Have you tried it?
No, because many of them, when pass by me, I say good morning or good evening, and some even don't respond.
Maybe it's the bad moment of the day. I
But
mean, I.
the majority of them, I would be more than 80%, and many times. Because I say just once, if they don't answer my greeting, I don't greet anymore.
Ah, you see, I had a very interesting experience on Saturday morning. I went to my bank. It was very, very early in the morning. I wanted to deposit some cash in the bank, and there is the machine where you can do that. And on the way back from the bank to my car, another woman came towards me. She was going somewhere. I was going to my car, and we greeted each other. We said bonjour to each other because that is the environment and the custom of our town, of small towns. People, even if they do not know each other, even if they do not, will never meet again. But you are part of this community, and so you greet each other. It's just a friendly good morning. But somebody has to start. And
Probably.
then you have a second person and a third person, and eventually they become a majority, hypothetically speaking.
Probably you have heard that Brazilian is very warm.
The Brazilians are very, sorry,
Warm.
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 Warm,
Warm.
a warm people, warm and friendly, yes.
It's not my idea. I disagree with that. It's
Okay.
not true.
It's not true.
No, in my opinion, no.
Okay.
When I was in Curitiba at the university, for example, today we studied in a group of four or five students. We did some homework in class, and it's normal that I think, oh, now you are not only a classmate, but we are maybe a little closer classmates. And the next day I greeted them, and they don't even look at my face. It's normal. It's normal. It's the routine.
Okay.
Because if I am in the Europe or in North America and someone say, oh, Brazilian is very nice. They like it. Party. They are all the time very glad and sing and dance. When I listen to that, it's something interesting because they have my country in a high concept, but it's not true. And if you ask the majority of Brazilian, they would say that Brazilian people are very warm. But I don't agree with that.
Okay, so let me gently provoke you. Maybe you are not the majority, maybe you are the minority.
Yes.
So the other people are warm. Isma, maybe not so warm. It's a provocation.
No, they aren't warm. And
Okay.
there are some people that agree with me in this case.
Okay.
It's
So
like a legend that Brazilian is warm.
you are saying that we started with you going for a walk to the airport, 14 kilometers, which for an everyday walk is way too long. That is of course true, but just walking and then feeling better, more positive, feeling fitter, and then giving this gift of walking to some people who give it to other people. You don't have to change 220 million people, but if you change three or four people who in turn do that as well, it creates a ripple effect. But
I'm sorry, but
you would be the cause of it.
I have no intention to change anyone.
You don't want to change anyone, but you just want to give them a gift of
No,
walking.
I think it's impossible. It's a waste of time
It's a waste of time to, okay.
to try to change someone's mind.
Okay. So why did you go and talk?
I couldn't even change my sister's mind.
Why did you go into politics then, or try to go into politics?
I wouldn't have to, after campaign, I wouldn't have to talk to individuals. I would work for the population in general, not for individual. Because When you do something for a big group, for example, 100 people, maybe 10 can adopt your idea or change their mind according to what you say. But you don't have to talk to one by one. It's different. For example, of course, we have media, but if I would need 3,000 votes to be elected, I wouldn't have a pay chance to talk to 100, not 100, maybe 16,000 people. It's not possible to talk to different kind of people, and most of them are very against politics. You are often offended because I was offended many times. No. But when you talk to a group in not individually, I think it's easier.
Okay, so let's the last question, Isma. Let us say that by one sheer miracle, you can manage to convince 220, 250 people in your condominium to go walking, and you get positive reactions, everybody's happier, fitter, etc., etc. Let's just think this one through, okay? If this habit that you have launched became a superhero, what would you call it?
First, if I had to talk to a few people about the subjects, I would do. But I won't talk to 144 apartment people. I won't do that. And I wouldn't like to be a hero. I don't have this pretension. Because in a nutshell, I think a hero doesn't exist, only in literature.
So happiness doesn't exist and heroes don't exist.
No.
Okay, Isma. Well, it was a good conversation. From a simple walking tour. I wonder, the next time you go walking for a longer distance out of pleasure, I wonder if you will think about this conversation. And maybe it will trigger something.
I have been walking on this, how can I say, just distance,
This route, this distance,
maybe
yeah.
for three years,
Okay.
but at least once a month, maybe two. It's not possible to go every week. And there is only one person that we breathe each other in 3 years. I try to talk to some other people, but no result.
Okay.
Because you don't know me outside the English meeting, but I'm an unsocial person,
Yeah.
but I'm very talkative. I like to talk. But people in general, they don't like to talk.
It's true. Okay. So it was an interesting exploration. You are a man of strong principles, I think. Once you have made up your mind, that is it.
That's interesting that we are on the same age. It's correct to say we are on the same age.
We have the same
Yeah.
age, yeah.
And how we are different. You are very utopic person. And that's interesting that you can see the better side of people. Something that I can see the same way.
Well, I start every meeting with the premise that I do not know anything about the person I'm speaking with, so I cannot judge this person. I have to be open, and if there is a relationship which develops, then of course I will create an opinion about this person. It might be a positive opinion, it might not be a positive opinion. Yeah. But I put everything into context and into the environment that people grew up in or live in, because I believe that that is what makes the people the way they are. And if they have had difficult lives or live in a difficult environment, they will reflect that. If they have positive lives or live in a positive environment, they will reflect that as well. Or maybe not. It really depends on the individual. Yeah. But I have also been working with people all my working life, so it's second nature. But thank you for that thought. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you, Isma, for your insights. It was a brilliant conversation, as ever.